I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Half time between Aberdeen and Celtic at Pittodrie. It's Aberdeen 0, Celtic 0. Not too much in the way of goalmouth action in that one. Rangers 1-0 up against Kilmarnock. We're into the second half of that game. It was a James Tavernier goal that has put Philippe Clement's side ahead. And we're into the second half at Dens Park as well. 1-1 between Dundee and Motherwell. Motherwell have just gone close. It was a cutback from Tony Watt, met at the near post by Payton, but he couldn't steer it in. Roger Hannah telling us maybe a bit of a slower start to the second half for Rangers. Igeman and Danilo, though, with chances, but both well off target. Probably half chances is better of how to describe those. Let's go to the phone, shall we? Because we are on until 11 o'clock and we want to hear from you. 0141 951 1025. Why don't you watch along with us? Tell us your thoughts. Andy is a Rangers fan in Finiston. He's been hanging on the line. Thanks for hanging on, Andy. What are you making of tonight's performance?
Hi guys, how you doing? I was actually quite a good performance, but we need to score more goals. I mean, we've had chances. That's my only problem. I mean, I'm sorry, going on Monday and I said I hope Hadji and Balogun gets a start, which they have. And I don't know if he'll maybe bring Dessers on, but I just think we just need to score more goals so I can get me relaxed.
Yeah, that will still be pointed towards Rangers, because no matter... Oh, I'll tell you what about this for timing? Oh. Rangers 2, Kilmarnock 0, Danilo on the score sheet for Rangers, and Yanis Hadji, the creator, once again. A low cross from the left. Danilo scored the goal. You must be happy with that, Andy.
Listen, the only thing is, I'm a Rangers fan, my Mitch's a Celtic fan, so we agreed I could watch the first half of the Rangers game, my Mitch's won the second half of the Celtic game, so I've never seen that, so that's brilliant. Danilo scored.
Yeah, Danilo scored, Rangers 2-0 up. I was just about to make the point, Cammy, that even if Rangers had loads of chances and only came out with a 1-0 win, there would still be fingers pointed at Rangers about them not scoring enough goals, not taking their chances, but 2-0 up now, Roger says it's been coming. That will be music to the ears of Rangers fans and Philippe Clement.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds as if it's been a completely different performance to Sunday. A lot of intensity about it, a lot of intent with Rangers going forward, creating loads of opportunities. As Andy said, though, when they get better, when they get more confident, they'll want to take a lot more of these opportunities that they're creating, because they're creating good opportunities tonight. But that second goal will hopefully settle them down, and it looks as if it's going to be a good night work for Rangers tonight. And it almost looks like a different Rangers performance. We know we've spoke about the formation being much more attacking, guys on the pitch who can create things, and Hadji's a guy we've spoke about tonight already that's made a huge difference in the team.
Rangers 3, wow. Kilmarnock 0. What a start to the second half. It's Hamza Igeman that has the goal for Rangers this time. Slams home from the edge of the box. It was a poor clearance by Corey Ndaba. It fell to him, and Rangers looking a completely different side now.
Well, I said 3-0 before the game, and I've perhaps underestimated. For whatever reason, this is Rangers not even 55 minutes played yet. 3 up, cruising, likely to make it 4 or 5, and it has come at the most opportune moment for Philippe Clement. It might take some of the heat out of the AGM tomorrow. It's building up to be quite the night for Rangers, because, you know, Celtic are in a game at Pittodrie where the weather is dictating things rather than the players, and Rangers could cut into Celtic's lead tonight.
Should just mention a goal for Dundee as well. 2-1 up against Motherwell. Scott Tiffany, a cool, composed finish into the bottom corner. However, it all stemmed from a Motherwell corner and ended up going up the other end, and Dundee got the goal, so they are 2-1 up. The problems persist for Stuart Kettlewell and Motherwell. I think we can quickly, I'll keep Andy on the line, I'll quickly go to Pittodrie, speak to Gabriel. Any changes for Celtic or Aberdeen going into this second half?
Yeah, Andrew, Celtic just running out there to a chorus of boos from the home side. And it's Greg Taylor coming on, yep, number three for number 11. So Alex Baye, who was struggling a bit towards the end of that first half, got booked, has come off, and it's Scotland international Greg Taylor coming on at left back. Otherwise, Celtic remain the same. The Dons out now as well, and it looks like they'll have the same 11 from the first half. You wonder if Celtic will start to look further to their bench, likes of Luke McCowan, Arne Engels, the club record signing, James Forrest, how many times has he delivered up here at Pittodrie, and even Adam Eder if they need to change it up. But Aberdeen with a strong bench as well, Andrew. The weather not letting up. A huge 45 minutes to go in the title race coming right up.
So much is happening that I can't even remember whether you said this on air or off air, but you certainly said at some point that Alex Valle should come off at half time, or may come off at half time for Greg Taylor.
I said on air that he didn't look to me as if he was in control of himself, and I think that's why the decision had been taken. He'd been booked, didn't look in control of himself, and I think Brendan Rodgers has come to the conclusion that he might end up with 10 men, and that's the last thing he needs on a night such as this. So he's done the right thing. Greg Taylor comes on.
Yeah, so much happening. We'll keep you up to date at what's happening at Pittodrie. We'll go to Gerard in a second, who's a Celtic fan on the line. Just finally to Andy, Rangers fan in Finiston. Some of the players that are making an impact tonight, the likes of 3-1 to Dundee, I should say, before I give you that question, Andy. So Dundee look as if they're running away with it. May well be a Motherwell collapse, 3-1 down. Motherwell fans, what do you make of that? 01419511025, a Lyle Cameron shot that has been deflected in. Andy, I was just about to say, some of the performances, the likes of Yanis Hadji with two assists tonight, Igaman with a goal, Danilo with a goal, are these players that you want to see starting going forward?
Oh, definitely. No, I mean, I've always said about Hadji, I mean, I think he's class. He gives us so much drive. But I cannot believe I've been on the phone. Rangers scored two goals and I've missed them.
No, Andy will be wanting to stay on the line just to good luck, Charlie.
If we could just push on, I think Hugh said it earlier on, he said three, but I just go for more. Just keep going, scoring more goals, and the fans will be delighted with that performance tonight.
Yeah, certainly. I think Rangers fans, the ones in the stadium, the ones that are listening on from home, will just be hoping that they can try and put their foot to the floor and get a few more goals.
Yeah, and you fear for Kilmarnock now, because Rangers look as if they're in the mood tonight. They're playing some good football. They've got a lot of attacking options on the pitch. There'll be guys on the pitch that want to get a goal as well to boost their own confidence. But this is going to be really important for Rangers going forward, that they've got a good result in the bank, but they've also played really well throughout it. And I'm pretty sure Philippe Clement will be wanting the full 90-minute performance. He'll not just be wanting 60-minute and then switch off, take the 3-0 win as it is. They'll want more goals, and it'll be there for them tonight as well, I think.
Yeah, that was a pretty hectic few-minute spell, just to get you up to date. It is Dundee 3, Motherwell 1 at Dens Park, Rangers 3, Kilmarnock 0 at Ibrox. Still goalless between Aberdeen and Celtic at Pittodrie, as Robbie McCrory makes another save, this time from James Tavernier. Let's speak to Gerard, who's a Celtic fan on the line. Gerard, what have you made of tonight's game?
I've actually, to be honest, thought it's been pretty end-to-end. Obviously, it's been the weather has really dictated this game. But I've been very confused with some of the decisions, because the Alex Valle booting was... I don't know, right? You'll see it anyway.
Yeah, we were just talking about that, Gerard, I think, during one of the breaks. Alex Valle has obviously been taken off because he was booked. Aberdeen were on a bit of a breakaway. It looked
for getting pulled back. He got pulled, pulled him.
Yeah, what did that look like to you, Cammy? Was that, were you quite surprised?
Yeah,
that
I was very surprised. Certainly from what we've seen on the screen, was that it looked as if it was a foul on him, to be honest, unless something had happened before it that we didn't see. But I certainly didn't see any sort of foul from the Celtic player. I think it was Duke that was the Aberdeen player. But yeah, it was a very strange one, that he gave that decision. And probably, as Hugh says, it's probably made the mind up of the manager that he's had to bring him off, because with conditions like this, again, there's always opportunities that you might need to take a sliding challenge and you could time it wrong. So he's took absolutely no chances and brought Greg Taylor on.
Andy, from Finiston's luck hasn't run out after going off the line, because it's now Rangers 4, Kilmarnock 0. This time it's Václav Černý, a low left-footed shot after a good run by Nicholas Raskin. Roger Hanna saying that it could end up anything at Ibrox after that quick start to the second half. It's been, what, half an hour on the clock, just around that, and Rangers have a fourth goal. So it's going to be some changes for Kilmarnock. It's going to be Polworth, McKenzie and Wales on for Vassell, Watson and Armstrong. Seems to be any time there's a goal at Ibrox, there's a goal at Dens Park as well. Oh. It's for Dundee again. Whoa. Dundee 4, Motherwell 1. Lyle Cameron again, a cutback slammed into the net by the young midfielder. That is going to be a huge win for Dundee and a big defeat for Motherwell. Looks as if it's going to be a huge win for Rangers at Ibrox. Just going back to yourself, Gerard, on the line, anything else that's sticking out from that game at Pittodrie?
I just wish I had that phone. Fair phone. It's been to Rangers scored 4 goals. Just watching this, see Rubicic as well. This guy seems to be just getting away with absolute...
Yeah, he's the I believe equivalent of what I said about Celtic. You know, Rubicic is not in complete control of himself, and he'll be very fortunate to last the 90 minutes the way he's going. But Aberdeen very much on top at the start of this second half, Gerard. So if Celtic get 3 points out of this, they'll be doing well.
Do you feel quite confident, Gerard, given the fact that Celtic have those options on the bench, that Brendan Rodgers will be able to make the changes that can turn this game in Celtic's favour?
100%. Celtic will win this game 2-0. Just to say to you, you're welcome at Celtic Park anytime, and you're welcome the Kingdom of Renton anytime. You'll know where Renton is, sure.
I do. Dumbarton, yeah.
No, Renton.
Yeah, okay. Dumbartonshire. You know,
and that guy, John, he's as funny as Toothache, by the way, the guy. Kissing you.
I'll see you in the Renton.
Well, thank you to Gerard. It's still Aberdeen 0, Celtic 0, Rangers 4, Kilmarnock 0, Dundee 4, Motherwell 1. Losing track of what's happening because there's been so many goals. Listen, in the last few moments. But what a night of action it's been, first and foremost. Maybe not quite at Pittodrie, there's still plenty of time to go in that game, but in the other two matches,
the Motherwell fans, 7 goals in 2 games so far, and it might get worse. So there'll be a lot of unhappy Motherwell supporters. For Rangers, it's arguably the league performance of the season so far, Cammy.
Yeah, no, definitely I would say that by looking at the scoreline.
A chance there for a fifth as well. Robbie McCrory with a save, a Yanis Hadji free kick. I think Polworth was booked on a foul for Iggeman at the edge of the box. Yanis Hadji, who you think will be desperate to try and get himself a goal after setting up a couple, but yeah, he's denied.
He will be, but again, Robbie McCrory's made probably 4 saves now to stop Rangers from getting more goals. Hadji will want to get himself on the score sheet, of course he will, but he's contributed a lot to this game. He makes a huge difference for me. Again, his creativity, just the way he goes about his business. He's as I said before the game, he's that spark. He can win you a game. But Rangers have been very, very positive tonight, and they've looked really, really sharp.
You know, not to take away one iota from Rangers' performance, but
I didn't want to say it.
You start to worry about Kilmarnock?
Yeah, I didn't want to say it. No. Again, I look at sounds like they're getting absolutely battered. They're not. Again, just see when you get to a scoreline like this at Celtic Park or at Ibrox, you almost just see us players just sitting and trying to defend. Don't make it embarrassing. But it looks like that Kilmarnock players don't really have any leaders on the pitch doing that at the moment.
Well, Rangers are going to make changes, 3 changes to be exact. It's going to be Kieran Dowell, Nadeem Bahrami and Cyril Dessers to come on. Iggeman, Danilo and Černý to go off. So 3 of the goal scorers making way, and they've all made a big contribution. You wonder whether that's with an eye to Pittodrie. Dingwall on Sunday.
Well, you've got to have an eye on what's coming up. You know, I know in social media, for example, and I'm racing ahead here, but a lot of Rangers fans think that they should play a weakened side against Spurs because it's 3 days before the cup final. And never mind the Spurs game, Celtic's more important. So this is the way fans are thinking.
Well, they might even actually be able to rest be forced to rest two of their better players in form. Danilo, who's scored tonight, Hadji, who's set up a couple tonight. They're not in the European squad, so they're not going to play against Tottenham, so they could well be a bit more fresh for that cup final if that's something that Clement's looking towards.
Before we go accelerating forward there, Rangers have won this game, undoubtedly, and will go on to win it by an even bigger margin. Celtic, I'm not sure Celtic have a goal in them tonight, strangely, unless they bring on McCowan and Ida.
They probably will do that at some point, won't they?
You buy a player for £11 million because he's got to make a difference. So I would expect Engels, Ida. I'm just looking at Nicholas Kuhn. I'd forgotten he was on the park.
I was just about to say that. It's probably been his quietest day so far this season in a Celtic jersey. He has been one of the outstanding players, maybe the outstanding player in Scotland so far this season, but not really had much of a look in tonight. Just had a curling shot over the bar.
Yeah, just over the bar there from the edge of the box with his left foot. Just a little bit too much on it. But again, you wouldn't write off Celtic scoring a goal because of the quality they do have on the pitch. But again, I said it before, it Aberdeen has still got a threat going forward. Yes, the weather's played a huge part for the quality of the game, but I still think there could be a goal in this that definitely could separate the sides. Which team it goes for, I'm not sure at the moment.
Yeah, so as it stands, Rangers 4-0 up against Kilmarnock, looking good. They have made those changes. Dundee, we've not really been able to focus much on the Dundee Motherwell game just because the goals have been going in at a similar time to Ibrox. I mentioned it earlier on, we've had quite a few disgruntled Motherwell fans on in recent weeks, some more than others. We've had some fans that have maybe hit back at strong opinions from other supporters, but the results certainly aren't going their way at the moment. If it is to be a 4-1 defeat tonight, potentially more against Dundee, I don't think that is going to please many at all.
Stuart Kettlewell has his critics and they refuse to go away. But 7 goals in not less than 2 games, it's not good. And Stuart Kettlewell, everything's been about Lennon Miller, and he's clearly having a lull, and they've got nothing else to offer at the moment.
I think defensively they're really struggling at this moment in time, and it also looks like their mentality, once they concede one goal, it looks as if the heads go down, and then it just spirals out of control. And again, listen, full credit to Dundee, Lyle Cameron as well. He scored at the weekend, he's got 2 tonight. He's a really top player. I really like him when I watch him. Very creative, and as we know, he can score goals. So yeah, it's been Dundee's night tonight.
I thought we were having a feast of goals up here, and down in England, in the English Premier League, it is all happening as well. I will say there is an update from Ibrox. Stessers has the ball in the net, ruled out for offside, but there will be a VAR check to see whether he was on or not. So could it be a case of all 3 of Rangers' senior strikers getting on the score sheet tonight? Roger will keep us updated on that VAR check to see whether Cyril Dessers gets his goal or not. I was going to say, in the English Premier League, Everton 4-0 up against Wolves.
Yeah.
Man City 3-0 up against Nottingham Forest after the run they've been on. Liverpool are 3-2 up against Newcastle. I think they were 2-1 behind as well. So they've come back and look as if they're potentially going to win that. Chelsea 5. Well, I tell you what, Newcastle have just scored in the 90th minute to equalise against Liverpool. That could be huge. Man City pulling some points back on them. Chelsea 5-1 up against Southampton. Aston Villa 3-0 up at half-time against Brentford. And then you've got Arsenal, Man United 0-0. But who cares about that? We've got enough action up the road. Still waiting to see whether this goal is going to count for Cyril Dessers. And it does. Rangers 5, Kilmarnock 0. Cyril Dessers on the score sheet, and Rangers are trying to rack up their biggest scoreline of the season. It was 6-0, wasn't it, against Ross County at Hampden. I think this performance is probably better than the
superior
one on that day.
Yeah.
And it's all going right for them at the moment.
And the manager will be very happy with the players at the top end of the pitch that are scoring. His strikers scoring goals, giving them confidence going forward. But yeah, it's been a great night for Rangers. And again, it's just the night they were looking for. We said they were teetering, they could go either way, and it's went the right way for all the Rangers fans tonight. And it looks as if they'll be very happy going home.
I don't know what surprises me more. The when someone showed me on their mobile phone last week, Nice 0, Rangers 4.
I was wondering where that was going.
And then what's happening tonight, without doubt their best performance of the season in a domestic match. Everything going right for Rangers, absolutely everything. And Dessers didn't require two or three misses to get his goal this time. He's just fired in like a predatory striker would.
Yeah, I think if you look at the top goal scorers chart in the Scottish Premiership this season, it's quite mad to look at, because I think as of, was it the start of the weekend there, 10 players were all tied on 5 goals as the top goal scorer. Callum McGregor scored at the weekend, went up to 6. Vaclav Cherny scored tonight, went up to 6. I think Cyril Dessers' goal puts him up to 6 as well. So it's all a bit crowded there when it comes to the top goal scorers.
Yeah, very crowded. But as I say, he'll be delighted to get on the score sheet, coming on as a sub, making an impact. But you can see how one-sided it's been. I'm just looking at stats. 25 shots Rangers have had tonight, 10 on target. So it's just been so one-sided for Rangers. Been so dominant in this game so far, and it looks like there could be a lot more goals there for them if they want it. They've got players on the pitch who are fresh, who are hungry to go and score, so yeah, I would expect Rangers to possibly add to that goal scoring tally they've got tonight.
Yeah, under 20 minutes to go now at Ibrox between Rangers and Kilmarnock. It remains 4-1 to Dundee over Motherwell at Dens Park. Still goalless between Aberdeen and Celtic, an hour gone. That was the game that everyone was really looking to tonight. It was the one with the big build-up. It's the televised game, but it's the one that's maybe been a bit disappointing out of all of them. There's not been any sort of big goal-mouth action, any big saves so far from either goalkeeper.
So far as Brendan Rodgers is concerned, you know, it's been Coon's quietest performance of the season. Hatate has struggled. Vai's already off. Kyogo hasn't had a sniff. Maeda has had an eccentric night. You're looking at the bench now, because at the moment it looks as if Celtic could play all night and not score. So you're now looking at that bench. Luke McCowan, the flavour of the month for the Celtic supporters. They're looking for him to come on. Might be a night for Adam Ida. But whatever is the case, the Celtic 11 on the park at the moment do not look like scoring.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Tillin will be happy with what he's seen from his side so far, especially with what happened last time out between the teams, what's happened in their last couple of games. There might have been a train of thought that Aberdeen might just roll over and not end up, you know, competing with Celtic in this game, that Celtic could go to Pittodrie and put a few past them. But they have competed well. They've maybe not carved out opportunities, but, you know, in transition, on the break, they've managed to try and, you know, try and get at Celtic and look to see what they can do.
Yeah, they've been very compact, disciplined in their shape. Again, reduced Celtic to hardly any opportunities on the Aberdeen goal so far. And then they've posed a threat at the top end of the pitch, as you say, Andrew, on the break. They're looking to go forward. It looks as if they're kind of playing with the wind this half, so the ball over the top, they'll try and play that, but you just need to gauge it so it doesn't go too far. So yeah, they'll be happy with their performance so far. Obviously they'll want to nick that goal and try and get the 3 points, but you still feel as if there could be a moment of magic that might just win this game, a shot from distance, or it could be the other one that is a massive mistake when you've got weather conditions like this, that somebody makes a slip and it offers the opportunity for somebody. But yeah, there's not been a lot in it so far.
Couple of changes for Rangers. Ridvan Yilmaz and Conor Barron are going to come on. Nicholas Raskin and Jeffty come off. You'd expect that's just some pretty basic rotation there, with a long trip ahead at the weekend for Rangers, and then two massive games next week. Two players that have played a lot of football in Raskin and Jeffty.
Yeah, and again, it's just probably like for like, as you say. It just gives the opportunity. The game's very comfortable now, but these guys will want to get on the pitch. Everyone's playing with confidence. They're wanting to get involved. They're wanting to get goals. So it's a great place for these guys to come on and try and make a difference and put their name forward for a starting place in the next game.
Shot from the edge of the box from Aberdeen there, safely into the arms of Kasper Schmeichel. But Schmeichel showing just what he's so good at in
what
terms of his distribution. An incredible sort of volley, essentially, out wide to the right, over the head of the Aberdeen defender, just straight to the feet of Nicholas Coon.
Ah, yeah, it was amazing. It was a simple take for him, but he just gathered it, and it was a side volley. He just caressed it up towards Nicholas Coon, right in his path. He just continued his run, so brilliant distribution.
That has been an added element for Celtic this season. As good a goalkeeper as Joe Hart was for Celtic in his spell there, he didn't have that in his locker, did he? He wasn't as comfortable with the ball at his feet. His distribution wasn't as strong as Kasper Schmeichel's is.
No, I think Kasper Schmeichel's distribution is one of his definite strong points. He's also got that ball that he can play directly over the top. He's got a long kick, but he can, as we've just seen there, he can play these easy balls up the side. He uses his throw well as well. He distributes the ball really quickly. So I think it has been a slight upgrade in goalkeeper. I think they're very similar and they can both make big saves. But yeah, he's been a top-class goalkeeper since he's came up here.
You could take just about anyone off from Celtic's perspective. They've just had a poor night. I've forgotten where Callum McGregor is, for example. Coon has been anonymous. Maeda.
Well, here are the changes. It's going to be Luke McCowan and Adam Ida that are going to come on. Kyogo is coming off, as is Paulo Bernardo, as Rangers score a sixth. We talked about Danilo's impact. We talked about Igeman's impact. Well, Cyril Dessers has come off the bench and got his second goal of the night. A good move, a low James Tavernier cross, and the ball flashed across goal by Cyril Dessers into the back of the net. Roger Hanna simply putting Rangers' best display of the season.
Well, without doubt, the scoreline tells you that is the case. What a state Kilmarnock must be in, though. They have capitulated. And Rangers have had their best night, and could it have been any better timed? The night before the AGM, 6-0. So John Gilligan in the director's box must be absolutely delighted. Not that it will get everyone off scot-free tomorrow, but it certainly placates some fans, because at the moment it doesn't look as if Celtic have got a goal in them at Pittodrie.
What Rangers need to make sure they do, though, and we've still got, what, about 15 minutes left of this game, so getting ahead of myself, but they need to make sure that this isn't just a one-off and they go up to Dingwall at the weekend. Yeah. And if it's one of those stuffy games where they don't look great and they don't really dominate the game and it ends up being a draw or even a narrow victory, they'll want to show that they can put these types of performances in regularly.
But if they're going to play with this intensity, it'll cause any team trouble. Again, I feel as if the games, certainly I've watched them for a lot this season, it's been very slow, predictable play, where it looks as if they're wanting to score goals. They're playing with high press, high intensity. And again, they've got guys on the pitch. James Tavernier again assisting there to Cyril Dessers. Dessers got come on with a point to prove he wants to start games, so it looks as if the tide has turned a little bit and they look all hungry again. So it'll be interesting to see, as you say, can they keep this performance up for the next 15 minutes? Because I'm pretty sure the manager will want them to keep going with this high intensity and then reproduce it again on Sunday.
You know, the question that's going through my mind, the game on Sunday, and I said it earlier, the game against St Johnstone in Perth, it was terrible. And from a Rangers perspective, very, very, although they got a known goal win, very, very poor. But where has this come from? A six goal win, and it's not over yet. It could be 7 or 8.
But it almost looks like a different team tonight. It sounds like as if they're playing, as I say, with a different intensity. Yes, they've got early goals that settled them down, but they've took this second half, they've really pushed on, and the manager's message is obviously to go out there, be confident, attack this Kilmarnock team and get as many goals as you can.
I'm thinking of Andy the Caller, whose wife is a Celtic fan. He's a Rangers fan. He got to watch Rangers in the first half. His wife's watching the Aberdeen Celtic game now, and when Andy is unable to see the game, Rangers have scored 5 goals.
Yeah, 6-0 to Rangers at Ibrox. Still 4-1 to Dundee at Dens Park. Now, goalless between Aberdeen and Celtic. Celtic made a couple of substitutions. Adam Ida has come on, as has Luke McCowan. Aberdeen are going to make some changes as well. I saw Leighton Clarkson getting ready there. There was a stat that flashed up on the screen saying that Aberdeen and Celtic are the two teams that have scored the most goals from substitutes this season so far. So you wonder if they're going to be able to make an impact in the final 20 1.5 minutes of
and
this
as
game.
As you say, they normally do. You think of both of these sides, and they've used their subs really, really well this season. They've got, we spoke about before the game, they've got a good squad, both of them. So, yeah, I think, as we've touched on many a times, the conditions have certainly played a huge part in this game because the quality's been really poor, and it's not like both of these sides.
I think if a goal comes, it'll be the only goal of the game. It has that feel about it, that look about it. Disappointing match compared to the goal fest elsewhere.
Remember, we are here until 11 o'clock, so if you want to get in touch, 0141 951 1025, whether you want to chat to us while the games are going on or if you want to reserve your judgment until full time, we will be here for you. 0141 951 1025. Rangers fans, what are you making of this 6-0 victory against Kilmarnock? Still 10 minutes to go. It could get even better. As a chance for Celtic here, it's rebounding all over the box, bodies flying in, deflections, blocks all over the place. Rayo Hatate's shot eventually goes wide of the mark after being deflected. But as I was saying, what do you make of the action tonight, Rangers fans? Who needs to start on Sunday? Who needs to be regular starters after their performances tonight? The likes of Igaman, the likes of Danilo, Yanis Hadji getting a couple of assists, although Cyril Dessers has come on and scored a couple. Kilmarnock fans, where did it go wrong today? Motherwell fans, where is it going wrong at Dens Park? 4-1 down. And you look at Aberdeen against Celtic. I want to hear your thoughts on that game as well. 0141 951 1025. Luke McCowan corner for Celtic.
That was probably their best chance so far. There was a number of blocks. Aberdeen done really well. They got a number of bodies in front of it. Celtic, I think, had three chances there. I don't know if Ross Doohan actually finally made the save that went out for the corner. It was a really good save, actually. So, yeah, it was the most promising Celtic have looked tonight.
Yeah, he's done well to recover. He took quite a heavy knock to the head, to the face early on. Looked as if he might have to come off, but he stood firm.
He did, and we spoke about it at the time. He would have absolutely wanted to stay on. The medical staff obviously checked him because it was a sore one on the face, as you said. But he'll be desperate to get a clean sheet tonight. It would be a big big thing for Ross Doohan to come in and get a clean sheet against the league leaders.
Changes for Kilmarnock, Bissouin and Clarkson to come on, Keskinen and McGrath going off. So it's in those creative areas, and not a bad couple of substitutes to come on, especially Leighton Clarkson's shown what he can do for Aberdeen. Goal at the weekend.
If I was a betting man, here I go.
Go on then, Hugh.
If I was a betting man, I'd tip Aberdeen to score the only goal.
And Celtic fans breathe a sigh of relief knowing that you tipping Aberdeen gives Celtic a much better chance of winning this game based on your prediction form.
Here it comes.
Here we go.
Yeah, ball over the top. Kasper Schmeichel just having to put his boot through it. Yeah, into the other half.
He put himself in a good position there. He's seen the ball coming over the top, Kasper Schmeichel, and he was alert to it. Cleared the danger quite easily. And again, these are conditions that goalkeepers, you need to play a high line. You need to be helping your defenders, and he done that there. Again, when Clarkson comes on, he's a guy that if Aberdeen gets set piece, we know he can score from set pieces. He's very good from the dead ball, so he is a threat coming on for Aberdeen.
You would think Arnott Engels, £11 million worth. Yeah. You know, is that not why you've broken the club's transfer record? Do you think you'd get him on to see if he had something in him? Because for me, it looks like Celtic could play all night, not score.
Yeah, is that an interesting one for you that he's not come on so far with Celtic looking for a goal, looking for some creativity? You spend that much money on a player.
Yeah, possibly. And again, when you, as Hugh's touched on, a number of Celtic players haven't played well tonight. We can put it down to the weather or just an off night. But yeah, you would expect them, certainly I would expect them to come on within the next 5 minutes to give them an opportunity, because we're talking there's only probably 20 minutes of the game left. So you need sort of a decent amount of time to bed yourself into the game. But as you say, a little bit surprised he's not came on yet.
7 minutes added at Dens Park. We are slightly further ahead in that game because we had 7 minutes added between Rangers and Kilmarnock in the first half at Ibrox, so that one's slightly further behind. Of course, Aberdeen-Celtic was an 8 o'clock kickoff, so still only 73 minutes on the clock at Pittodrie.
Well, both sides know that the next goal, or the first goal, I should say, might be the only goal But the goalkeepers, Schmeichel has had pretty much nothing to
no,
do.
No, that early save from Duke. But again, I've not seen Celtic have as many misplaced passes in a game as they have tonight, in simple passes. But again, we reflect on the weather's not great, but you've got to try and play to the conditions, and you've got to give credit to Aberdeen so far. They've stood tall and made it difficult for them.
Oh, a header from Adam Ida, and that is a good save from Ross Doohan. That one was maybe sneaking in the bottom corner. He's got a habit of coming off the bench and scoring goals. Adam Ida, it was a good cross into the box and a really good save actually by Doohan in the end.
Yeah, it's a really good save. It's a difficult header. It's a great header as well from Adam Ida, because he has to sort of generate the power on it because he's kind of behind him, and Doohan gets a really firm hand to get wide of the post.
Brendan Rodgers had both hands in the air.
Yeah, I thought it was in.
He was celebrating a goal. I can't believe it.
Yeah, well, Celtic still piling on the pressure. It's a ball into the box from Rio Hitati that Aberdeen can't really clear, then dinks it towards the back post, and that actually looked like a big opportunity because it fell for Austin Trusty. I just don't think he was expecting the ball to land at his feet.
I think he thinks the defender's going to head it clear, and he just kind of stops and it hits him and goes out for a goal kick. But it was a massive opportunity. It was a good ball in from, I think it was Hitati that stood it up to the back post. But yeah, another opportunity. It looks as if Celtic are trying to motor on and create some of these opportunities. It might be a case where they need to throw a number of balls in the box now they've got Adam Ida up there.
Yeah, James Forrest, the next to come on for Celtic. So Arnie Ingles, as we were talking about a few moments ago, remains on the bench. It's going to be James Forrest for Daizen Maeda. Of course, offers something a bit different.
Yeah, James Forrest, could this be the moment of irony? James Forrest hasn't scored a goal this season for Celtic, and he has scored in all 15 of his previous seasons at Celtic. So, again, though, where's the £11 million man?
Yeah, no, listen, they turned to James Forrest a number of times last season and he made the difference for Celtic, turned the tide of the title. So yeah, we know he's reliable, especially with Adam Ead up there. They'll want him to get to the byline and stand the ball up. But
a chance for Aberdeen here, breaking forward. They've got the ball at the edge of the box. It's sat up really nicely for Leighton Clarkson, who's the type of player that you'd expect would make a good connection at the edge of the box. He's got a good strike on him. His first touch, it sort of popped up quite nicely for him and then just drags the shot wide, never troubling Kasper Schmeichel.
Finished the way I would have done.
It was a good breakaway as well for Aberdeen. They'd won over on Celtic, and as you say, his touch has popped up in front of him, and it's as if he's tried to side foot, like sort of volley it in with a side foot.
And realised he had Hughes hush puppies on.
No, it was a big opportunity for Aberdeen, that big let off.
Yeah, an opening they did have a bit of space to run into, didn't quite work out for them. There is still around 15 minutes to go. They are closing in on full time at Ibrox as well. We'll keep you up to date if there are any goals there. Shouldn't be long to go, I think, at Dens Park. That will be the first full time of the evening. I was just looking the other day, Hugh, I was thinking of you when I was watching the Scottish Cup draw, the Bankies.
Yes.
What do you make of that draw, Hibs?
You know, it's absolutely fantastic because the Bankies came back to life as a football club in 2003. 21 years they've been moving around, trying to get the club back, and they have worked so hard. I went to that game, as you'll remember, when they played Clyde in the Scottish Cup, beat Clyde at their own place. But this is the Bankies back at a Premiership ground, the Easter Road, a terrific ground. They give the fans a great day out.
Chance for Celtic into the box, and that is a wonderful finish. And it's Rio Hitati, one touchdown to get it under his control, and then the strike with his left foot into the bottom corner. It's Aberdeen 0, Celtic 1, and Celtic get that goal they were looking for.
What did I say to you?
Celtic won, they got a score. Celtic won, they got a score.
He's well onside. Yeah. There's no question of any dubiety, and it's a good finish. Now, Celtic have to hold on to it.
Yeah, it's actually a really nice finish, isn't it? Because it bounces right in front of him and he almost takes it with the sort of outside of his boot.
It's a brilliant goal, actually. It's Greg Taylor who comes into that central position. We know he does that all the time when Celtic are attacking, and he just dinks the ball over Aberdeen's back four. Hitati's made that run chest, as you say, and he just half volleys it into the corner. It's a great finish and really well taken.
By no stretch of the imagination has Rio Hitati had a great night, but I commend that the players from both teams, the conditions have been horrible. And now it's the grandstand finish, because Aberdeen still have it in them to score an equaliser, or the Celtic have a second goal that puts the game to bed.
Yeah, this really is the type of night, just given the season Celtic have had. They've obviously been so good domestically up against an Aberdeen side who have had a good season. The conditions in there as well, that it doesn't really matter at all how Celtic get the 3 points. To go away to Pittodrie, and even if it's not pretty, to get the 3 points is massive.
So important, I think, Brendan Rodgers, if they get the 3 points, I've learnt a lot about his players tonight. Again, when conditions are difficult, it's a difficult opposition as well. We know Aberdeen have been flying this season, so they've been doing well apart from their recent results. So they're a difficult team to play. They've got a brilliant home record as well. So there's loads going against Celtic tonight, and they've stood up to what's been thrown at them so far. So I think he'll be absolutely delighted if he can get the 3 points.
Yeah, without question. Been a difficult night for both sets of players. Hatate, apart from the finish being as good as it was, he's had an awkward night, but he has personally hung in and he's got his reward. But Celtic have some defending to do for at least 10 minutes.
3 minutes added at Ibrox. It's full time though at Dens Park. Let's go and get the full time story from Dave Galloway.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Yeah, Andrew, it's finished. Dundee 4, Motherwell 1. Tony Docherty's men then back into the top six of the Premiership. But that's three successive defeats now for Stuart Kettlewell's side. Dundee went ahead in spectacular style on 14 minutes. Scott Tiffany set up Oluwasi and Adewumi, and he cut in from the left before curling a brilliant shot into the net. It was 1-1, though, 8 minutes later through Apostolos Stamatolopoulos. His initial effort after the ball broke to him was saved, but he snapped up the rebound pretty quickly. The goal stood after a VAR check for possible offside. Both sides showed plenty attacking intent in that first half. Harry Payton found Apostolos Stamatolopoulos with a nice through ball. The drive forcing a good save from John McCracken. Well, at the other end, Ben Casey nearly scored an OG when his clearance went just over the bar. The visitors made a pretty good start to the second half, but after 60 minutes, the home side went 2-1 ahead, and it came from a Motherwell corner with one of their players down injured. Play continued, the counter-attack was on. Scott Tiffany finished it all off in real style, curling the ball into the bottom corner. 3 minutes later, it was 3-1. Lyle Cameron with a 20-yard drive deflected in. And the D's went 4-1 up on 67 minutes. Scott Tiffany was the architect, and he cut the ball back for Cameron to slam into the net. The Steelmen showed a bit of defiance. They tried to hit back. Ewan Wilson's shot was saved at the second attempt by John McCracken, and Lennon Miller's drive from distance was tipped over. Then Steve Seddon's powerful 20-yarder was fingertipped over by McCracken. But the Dark Blues were in control and saw the game out pretty comfortably. It's been an entertaining match, this, in the rain and the cold and the wind. Dundee 4, Motherwell 1.
Yes, thank you to Dave Galloway at Dens Park. An entertaining game there, and it is also full-time at Ibrox. Roger Hanna.
Rangers 6, Kilmarnock 0. Wednesday night may just be the new Thursday night for Rangers, Andrew. Philip Clement's men have saved the best displays of the season for Thursdays in the Europa League, but they finally turned up in the Premiership tonight with their best domestic display of the season, and 6 goals in a crazy 40-minute spell either side at half-time. Hamza Egerman, Vaslav Cherny, Danilo and John Suter all went close in the opening half-hour. It was still goalless until the 37th minute, when Jeffrey's throw-in landed for the Yanis Hadji, whipped across to the back post, and there was the Rangers captain James Tavernier to score from close range. There was a lengthy VAR check for offside, but referee Nick Walsh was told to to award the goal. Kelly's problems mounted. They lost centre-back Joe Wright after a nasty clash of heads with Nico Raskin, and they needed former Rangers goalkeeper Robbie McCrory back at Ibrox for the first time as an opponent to make two smart saves to deny Danilo before the break. There was a third tremendous stop to deny the Brazilian at the start of the second half. McCrory also making saves to deny Tavernier and Hadji with his free kick, but the second goal was coming and it duly arrived in 53 minutes. A low cross from Hadji, his second assist of the evening, and a close range finish by Danilo. 2 minutes later, it was 3-0, a loose clearance by Corey Ndaba. It fell invitingly for Igamani and he slammed home from the edge of the box. It was 4-0 in 61 minutes. A jinking run into the box by Raskin. He fed the ball to Cherny for a close range finish. At that stage, on came Cyril Dessers, Nedim Bajrami and Kieran Dowell for the goal scorers, Igamani, Cherny and Danilo. But the goals didn't stop for Rangers. It was 5-0 in 69 minutes. Substitute Dessers netting from a Jeffrey cross on the left. The goal initially ruled out but for offside by the officials on the field, but VAR overturned that decision and it was a fifth goal for the host. The sixth arrived in 77 minutes. Dessers again with a flashing finish, this time from a low cross by skipper Tavernier on the right. It was a terrific all-round performance by Rangers. They look to be closing in Aberdeen in second place. They've still got a game in hand and have a feeling Philip Clement told his stars they had to play like this or he'd take them to tomorrow morning's EGM. Rangers 6, Kilmarnock 0.
Yeah, a huge victory for Rangers at Ibrox. Rangers fans, what do you make of it? 0141 951 1025. What did you like? Who impressed you? Who needs to be in that starting lineup come Sunday against Ross County? Who has earned their stripes from tonight's performance? 0141 951 1025. Ooh. And there is a chance for Aberdeen. Oh. That one goes over the bar and it was a big, big opening for Esther Sockler.
Yeah, it's a bad miss. Really got to score. It's all hands to the pump for Celtic. They're ahead by a very good goal, but that was poor defending and an even worse attempt at scoring.
I actually think that deflected over. That's going to be a corner to Aberdeen, which means that was that Austin Trusty that sort of was throwing himself in there, which could have been absolutely vital.
But again, I think it was Trusty who actually, it was a ball across the box and he kind of defends it, but the wind plays another huge part in it, slows the ball up, so he's kind of falling back and then allows Sockler to get the opportunity. But as you say, I think he gets back up. We'll see it back here again. It's either Cameron Carter-Vickers or Trusty gets a deflection on it to get over the bar, but a massive opportunity.
Don't
for
you
Aberdeen.
Think he's still bursting it?
Yeah, no, listen, I still think he should score because he's only sort of 8 yards out, right in front of the goal, and he should certainly do better. So it was a huge opportunity for Aberdeen.
Well, it shows that this game is not over with less than 5 minutes to go of the 90. Aberdeen with an opening, but 1-0 down to Celtic as it stands.
As I say, Celtic have really got to dig in if they want this victory. Everyone has got to throw themselves on the line here because Aberdeen have got players on the park who are capable. They should have equalised there. Celtic, if they get 1-0 tonight, would look upon it as a terrific result, but they're going to have to get the overalls on. The dinner jackets can be for another night. They need the overalls on to get this job done.
Yeah, do you see any late drama in this one?
I wouldn't rule it out. You couldn't possibly rule it out. Aberdeen, ferocious temperament now, and the Celtic players are having to chase, do everything, work like men possessed to hold on to this.
Yeah, the just swing in terms of what that will do for Rangers and Aberdeen, because that's of course who Rangers are hunting down at the moment. The scores tonight, if the Aberdeen Celtic score stays the same way, Rangers will overtake them on goal difference and go within 4 points and have played a game less than Aberdeen. So the picture in terms of trying to catch second place will be looking a lot better for Rangers, but still not any closer to Celtic.
Again, the idea of Rangers chasing second place is a phrase that simply would not go down well. Here comes the £11 million man and there's hardly any time left.
You wanted him on, Hugh. You wanted him on.
Yeah, 87 and a half minutes on the clock at Pittodrie. Rayo Hitati, who has done his job. He got the goal to put Celtic 1-0 up. His evening is over and Arne Engels is coming on to try and help Celtic see out this game.
I think Cameron Carter-Vickers looks as if he's struggling a bit as well. But we shall see.
It's been a tough night for all the players on the pitch, and as you say, Celtic are really going to have to dig in. But I think this will be a very satisfying result for Brendan Rodgers if they can get the 3 points. Conditions, everything that's going against them. As we touched on, Aberdeen have got a really good home record this season, so it was always a difficult place to come to. And yeah, that one piece of quality that Hatate brought to the game so far has been the difference maker.
And yeah, but it's no longer about subtlety now. It's about holding on, getting over the line, use any cliche that you care to come up with. You've got to run down the clock, and that's what Celtic have to do to get 3 points.
Yeah, well, they are trying to get into the Aberdeen box and trying to get a second goal to.
I don't think this Celtic team off would do that though. Again, yeah. They did a free kick there. They could have took their time over it. They played it quick. They tried to get. Then they could have ran it towards a corner or wasted time. But they want to get the ball in the box and want to score. That's just the way that this Celtic team play. And Brendan Rodgers, I'm pretty sure, will want them to continue playing the way that he always plays. But for me, it's just about getting the job done as well. What Hugh says, it's a difficult night to play any sort of football. So make sure you pick up the 3 points with a couple of minutes left on the clock.
But those couple of minutes will seem like a couple of hours.
Oh, they will.
When you're in this situation, the weather seems to be getting even worse.
Yeah, it's not let up whatsoever. It is the type of night that I'm not sure Gabriel in the stand at Pittodrie will have been enjoying any of the supporters. Oh yeah, I think he'll have his waterproofs on, sorts, hiding from the weather. And the travelling Celtic, the travelling Celtic fans as well, going all the way up there to Pittodrie, will be delighted that they've managed to get that goal. Just waiting to see how much time is going to be added.
I think Adam Eder's made a difference as well when he's came on. He's been that focal point, especially with the weather and stuff. He's linked play up really well, and I really do think he's made a difference since he's came on.
He's taken a dull one as well, Adam Eder.
4 minutes added at Pittodrie. It's kind of in the job description, easy for me to say, for Adam Eder, when he maybe is more of that focal point as the player that maybe doesn't need to take a few dunts here and there from central defenders if he's wanting to hold the ball up.
Yeah, he certainly will. And again, I think he's done it really well because he's brought the midfielders into play a lot more since he's came on. Celtic have had a little bit more control of the game. And I think that's because he's been a focal point. They're able to play up to and bounce off and then get around them pretty quickly.
I know that Celtic, it's all about artistic merit. We'll see how this chance plays out.
Yeah, Celtic into the box. It's cut back, and that shot is going to be deflected out for a Celtic corner.
It's not about artistic merit now, is it? Although Celtic would much prefer to play it that way. It's about just sticking it out.
Yeah, but we're in 91 minutes here, and I think any other team would hold it in the corner. It'll be interesting to see what they actually do. For me, Celtic always want to go and try and score goals. At this moment in time, I would certainly be saying to the players to hold it in the corner and get the 3 points. They've played it short.
Yeah, has gone short, but it's going back towards the corner with Luke McCowan. Looks as if Celtic might be quite happy to just keep this one in the corner and try and keep the ball away from Aberdeen, which they hadn't managed to do successfully at first, but they have won a free kick probably to take their time over this.
It's totally understandable in conditions like this. You never know what's going to happen with one simple ball up the pitch, and you have to defend it with the wind blowing it anywhere. So yes, keep the ball as far away from your own goal as possible and don't give Aberdeen any opportunities.
Graham Shinney just committed a daft foul there, because the clock is ticking down. His daft challenge on Arne Engels, and closer and closer to the final whistle.
Yeah, it just gives Celtic the opportunity to try and slow things down and see what they can do in these final couple of moments to see out this game, get those vital 3 points, which would of course pull them 3 points further away from Aberdeen, which will be really damaging for Jimmy Tilleen's side, although they will feel that they managed to get themselves into a position earlier on this season that they wouldn't have been expecting. I think they were overachieving at that point. They were playing very well, getting some good results, but it's maybe reverted to the mean slightly over the last few weeks.
Well, Doohan has to get the ball into the Celtic half of the field as quickly as possible, but you now have men throwing themselves in front of the ball. Trusty, Carter Vickers holding firm. Carter Vickers took a sowing a few minutes ago, but he's standing up playing his part. But it really is, the sirens are wailing, the bugles are blowing.
Yeah, Aberdeen just breaking into the Celtic half. This will be the final opportunity for them tonight. Can they do anything to try and peg Celtic back, to try and get that point that would mean so much to them? Or maybe have an opportunity to get this into the box. And they do, left-footed cross. It's taken a deflection, bounces awkwardly in the box, and Celtic managed to somehow defend their box well.
Aberdeen had two men over at the back post there. The ball just didn't quite reach. I think it was Greg Taylor ended up clearing it in the centre of the goal. But yeah, it was dangerous times for Celtic there. They were a little bit stretched, and Celtic get away with it.
Yeah, the cross just sort of deflected off the boot of Callum McGregor, looped up awkwardly. There was Austin Trusty in there with Bissouin, I think it was, both battling for the ball, unable to either really get contact on it. Hooked away, and this, I think, will be the final chance. It's a lovely threaded through ball for Aberdeen. They've got the ball on the left side of the box, but the cross deflected into the arms of Kasper Schmeichel, and that should be it at Pittodrie.
Well, we'll wait until it is it. But Brendan Rodgers is quite happy at the moment. But how much time is there left, Andrew?
Well, I don't think there should really be much added to the minimum of four that was on the clock, because it is 94 and a half minutes gone. And I think that is the signal for full time at Pittodrie. Gabriel Antoniazzi.
Full time, and it's Aberdeen 0, Celtic 1. The champions weather the storm here in the northeast with Reo Hatate's lovely finish 12 minutes from time, moving them 7 points clear at the top of the table. The swirling rain and wind was a leveller throughout. The first half, a complete stalemate, despite being played at a frantic pace. The Dons were trying to go in behind early and often, turn the Celtic defence. Celtic themselves trying to work it through the midfield, but struggling to break the hosts down. They did have the ball in the back of the net just before the interval, but Paolo Bernardo's direct corner was rightly disallowed after Dyson Maeder impeded Ross Doohan in the Aberdeen goal. Reaching the hour mark, it looked like the two sides might have to settle for a point, which wouldn't be the worst in the circumstances. But Celtic showed their strength in depth, made changes. Adam Eder amongst the substitutes coming on, changing things a bit with his physicality up top. And they began to knock on the door. A melee in the box nearly resulted in Alistair Johnson opening the score in. Eder then forced a huge save from Doohan. He just tipped it past his post. But eventually, it was Hatate who broke the deadlock. Brendan Rodgers' side camped on the edge of the Aberdeen box. A lovely ball lifted over the defence by Greg Taylor. The Japanese midfielder beat the offside trap, chested the ball down, and in one move, produced a lovely left-footed finish. How many times will we see that replayed before the end of the season? A crucial moment in this title race. Aberdeen did have one or two chances on the break towards the end there. A Leighton Clarkson having a chance at the edge of the box, but a poor finish, had to do better. And then Esther Sokler with the golden opportunity. It looked like he was destined to score, but Austin Trusty managed to recover after gifting him that chance. Celtic have got through this. They will feel they can get through anything in this title race now. They are 7 points clear. Full-time at Pittodrie, it's Aberdeen 0, Celtic 1.
Yes, full-time at Pittodrie, full-time at Ibrox and Dens Park, but it's far from full-time for us. We are here until 11 o'clock and we want to hear your thoughts on tonight's action. Celtic fans, just how big was that win at Pittodrie? Maybe not as pretty as some of the other performances this season, but how much more important was it than some of those other matches? 7 points clear at the top of the table, and I'm sure only looking forward. Rangers fans, where did that performance come from? 6-0 against Kilmarnock. Was it Rangers' best performance of the season? Who impressed you? Goals for Danilo, goals for Egeman. Hadji was in the thick of it as well with a couple of assists. What does that mean for Philip Clement going forward in terms of his team selection? Who has to start when you look ahead to that game at Dingwall on Sunday? And Motherwell fans, Dundee fans, what a result that was at Dens Park. It was 4-1 to Dundee. Motherwell fans, there has been a few disgruntled ones over the last few weeks. I'm not sure that result is going to help. Kilmarnock fans, Aberdeen fans, we want to hear from you as well. We're here until 11, 0141 951 1025.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
What a night of action in the Scottish Premiership, and we've still got an hour to dissect it all. 0141 951 1025. Cammy Bell and Hugh Keevans here with me, Andrew McLean, to take all your calls up until 11 o'clock. It was a big win for Celtic at Pittodrie, 1-0. Rio Hitati getting the vital goal. Terrible conditions in Aberdeen, but Celtic top of the table, extending their lead over Aberdeen. What did you make of it, Celtic fans? Did that feel like a significant victory tonight? Who impressed you? 0141 951 1025. Rangers fans, where did that performance come from? A 6-0 win over Kilmarnock, probably the most impressive performance of the season so far. You can let us know. You can let us know who were the players that stood out in that performance. Some changes for Philippe Clement. Does he need to keep those going forward? Kilmarnock fans, where did it go wrong for you as well at Ibrox? And of course, Dundee 4, Motherwell 1. Any thoughts on that? I'm looking at you, Motherwell fans, because that's three defeats in a row and a big one at Dens Park. 0141 951 1025. Let's kick things off with Paddy, who's a Celtic fan in Newton Mearns. Paddy, what did you take away from tonight?
It was a case of getting the shirt sleeve rolled up. Sorry, guys, hold on, turn that down. I'm playing Rio Grande in the background here. Real grand. Hitati's goal obviously made the difference in the end. But it was terrible conditions. Aberdeen team that were right up for it on their own park. Which is a good deal smaller than the Hampden Park. If you take into account the conditions and Aberdeen's determination, which has obviously been prevalent throughout the whole of the season, it's such an important result, and it goes a long way to cement our place in terms of securing another title.
Yeah, just given the context of it, Paddy, was that a sort of, you know, win by any means necessary kind of night, and Celtic managed to do it?
I didn't predict that. I went on. I was still cursing my luck for taking Celtic -5 at the weekend, and I thought 3-0, 4-0 tonight. So yeah, as usual, the bookie wins. But it was just as the game progressed, you could see obviously how the conditions were not going to be conducive to Celtic's usual manner of play. But full credit to Aberdeen, and especially Nicky Devine, what a right back! I mean, I think honestly, if Celtic are looking for someone to come in, as a cover for a right back, he's got to be the guy.
Are you talking about Devlin?
Aye, Nicky Devlin. Uh-huh. Aye. So did Devine. That was an old girlfriend.
feel free to discuss your private life while you're here.
Paddy's got the rose tinted specs on tonight. I think
for me, the significance of the night is the way the Rangers fans will feel about it, because as they left Ibrox, Celtic were still goalless at Pittodrie, and by the time they got to the car park, Celtic had scored. And I think the effect of Celtic's goal would be to demoralise the Rangers supporters. I discount Aberdeen are now 4 points ahead of Rangers, but Rangers have a game more to play.
So you're saying that's it? Aberdeen have no chance of finishing second?
They've taken 2 points from their last 12. I think Jimmy Tilleen has hit the first real serious roadblock in his time as Aberdeen manager. And for me, it's always about where are Celtic in relation to Rangers or vice versa. And I think the look on Brendan Rodgers' face at time up as he went to the Celtic supporters told you how important this was for him tonight. The night has ended wonderfully well for Rangers, scoring 6 goals, best performance of the season in a league match. But it means nothing on the night because Celtic have got that goal and Celtic remain 11 points ahead of Rangers with a vastly superior goal difference, even though Rangers scored 6 times tonight. And it still comes down to what is fundamentally a 12-point lead. That's why I say the Rangers fans, when they heard that Celtic scored, must have felt so demoralised.
We've seen Celtic win games in style this season, fast-flowing football, scoring nice goals, being dominant. But to win league titles, you do need these types of victories where you maybe go to an away ground and it doesn't all go your way. The conditions, you know, are tough to play in, and being able to grind out a result and get that goal in the end just shows a different side to the Celtic team tonight.
Absolutely, and again, what I would say is that when you look at the fixtures when they come out, Pittodrie is one of the toughest places to go and get a victory. They started the season really well. Yes, they've not been in good form recently, but that would probably one that Rangers fans would be looking at Celtic and going, they possibly could drop points there. The conditions tonight were horrendous for both teams. So Celtic, and I think Brendan Rodgers will be absolutely delighted with that result. And just the way that everything went, that they've had to grind out, they've had to work really hard, they had to defend right at the end. It wasn't great conditions to play their normal style of football, but they found a way to win. And that's the most important thing for Celtic and obviously their fans, is that they're going to these difficult stadiums and places on a Wednesday night. The weather's horrendous and they get the 3 points. They get the job done and they move on.
Paddy, anything else that stuck out for you tonight?
I don't think it's something that Celtic need to concern themselves about in terms of whether Rangers are going to finish second or third. It's very difficult to take anything really out of that game tonight because of the conditions, other than the desire to win, other than the desire to get that over the line, and you know, and horrendous conditions, very tough fixture. You know, there's always that chance, you know, of a slip up, or give Aberdeen credit, there was always a chance, you know, of a draw or something worse. So the fact that Celtic, you know, rolled up the sleeves and got the job done, it shows the kind of determination, you know, the spirit that's in that squad, and the fact that nothing is going to get in our way of lifting the treble this season.
Is it a big test of mentality, Cammy, when you know a team goes into a game like that? The players will be turning up, looking at the conditions, the wind swirling around. You know, quite a few people might not fancy it, but to be a professional footballer at that level, you just need to put that all aside and show what you can do.
Absolutely. When you play with an elite team, you've got to go, and when conditions aren't right for you, you've still got to find a way to win. As you mentioned, their mentality. You can go into that game. There's loads of excuses there that you can put at the end of the game, and the manager can put out for his players, saying the weather wasn't great, it just didn't work for us, the wind was too strong. And again, they put all them excuses to the side. They got the job done. It wasn't pretty. I don't think they'll look back at that and analyse it too much, because again, conditions played such a huge part in it, but they got the job done. That's the biggest thing.
I would sum it up in one word, Andrew: tenacity. Celtic had the tenacity to get through the weather, the wind, the howling rain, the fact that playing football was very difficult, and they got a nice goal. We can see from playbacks it actually goes in off Hatate's shin, but he controlled it beautifully, put it away, and I think the look on the faces of the Celtic manager and his players told you this is a big, big night in the title race.
Something I would say as well is so important, Celtic, clean sheet. Get the clean sheet. When you've got poor conditions, your team's not playing the way they can play, you make sure you get a clean sheet, and Celtic did that tonight. I think that's 11 clean sheets they've got. So again, they pride themselves on that. They make sure they give themselves an opportunity to go and win the game by getting that clean sheet.
Well, thank you to Paddy. Joe is a Rangers fan. Were you at the game tonight, Joe?
Yeah, I'm just driving home. I have been on this show several times. I'm one of Clement's biggest critics, but I think tonight he got his tactics right. He got his selection right. Bringing on Balogun rather than playing Proper, I think Proper's a bomb scare. I think Hadji has been a very much welcomed re-addition to the squad. He's obviously got the quality and something that we've been lacking. I think Nico Raskin had one of his best games in a Rangers jersey that I've seen since he signed. And I think Ingemann, his link-up play between the front and the midfielders was excellent.
Joe, is that what gives you a bit more confidence? Because if Rangers had gone out and played a very similar lineup to what Philippe Clement has played recently, when performances haven't been that great and it was just one good performance, people might just be able to put it down to that. But because he'd made the changes, because it was maybe players that haven't been some of the main characters over the last year or so that played their big part tonight, is that what maybe gives you a bit of hope and belief that that performance could be a sign of things to come?
To be honest, I don't think it's given me any more or any less confidence. I still think there's something really, really wrong at Ibrox. I don't think Clement's the man to take us forward. Credit where credit's due, we got it right tonight. But my faith and my confidence in the squad and the management right now is very, very low. I think it's a welcome night for Clement with the AGM tomorrow, because if it had been a poor result, he'd have been under for some criticism, which I think he deserves. Hugh said just when I started listening about Rangers fans being demoralised. I'm not demoralised about the Celtic result, because as far as I'm concerned, Celtic are long gone. Celtic are so far ahead of us financially, quality in their squad, etc., etc., that we're not competing with Celtic, in my opinion. And as for Aberdeen, until we can see Aberdeen in our rear-view mirror, then I wouldn't be concerned about Aberdeen. As it sits right now, Aberdeen are still ahead of us, should get the credit and the respect that they deserve until we go above them. And again, I said to my son on the way over to the game tonight, I said, it's either going to be a 0-0 draw or we're going to absolutely throttle them, which we did. But again, it's a good result tonight. But it was a good result in Nice, but there is still something very, very wrong at Ibrox.
Well, Joe's an honest man, because he's refusing to get carried away. He's enjoyed the night. He's forecast what might happen. It'd either be torture or what it turned out to be, a convincing win. Rangers had a 6-0 win in the league earlier on in the season against Ross County when they were in their tenancy at Hampden, and it didn't lead to anything because things got worse after that. It's what happens now. Ross County on Sunday. I don't know how much the Tottenham game means to Joe. I know how much the Celtic game will mean to him on the 15th of December. 6-0 signifies nothing unless you go on from there. Because, as I said, Joe, they won 6-0 earlier in the season, and arguably there then came the worst part of the season.
Is that it, Cammy, that Rangers now need to build on this? Joe having that opinion that, you know, one swallow doesn't make a summer, essentially, one big victory against Kilmarnock. Rangers need to start showing that on a consistent basis if they're going to attempt to close the gap on those above them.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got to build on this. They've got to take confidence from this result and performance tonight. They were fantastic. As Joe said, give the manager credit. He's made a bold change, putting a lot of different bodies on the pitch in a slightly different style of play, which suited them tonight. You might have to adjust that with different teams that he plays, but it's a positive step forward in the relationship between the guys who are Rangers fans that aren't convinced by Philippe Clement as a guy that can take them forward. He's got a lot of repair to do between them Rangers fans and himself before it's all sweet and rosy again. There's a long way to go in this relationship, because it's been so poor for so long and they fell so far behind that it's just not going to happen with one 6-0 victory over Kilmarnock.
What does that Rangers attack look like for you going forward, Joe, with some of those performances that were put in tonight? Is there anyone now that absolutely has to start going forward, do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think Yanis Hadji, and I think, the boy Ingham, I don't want to put too much pressure on him straight away because, I mean, he's just adjusting to life in Scotland and Scottish football, but I thought he had an excellent game tonight. And I like the fact that he started with Danilo and Ingerman. We had two up front. Danilo had some nice touches. He's obviously going to take time to get his match fitness, but I thought his hold up play, he'd a couple of shots. His goal was obviously excellent. There was a few nice touches run about the box, and again I think Yanis Hadji has been an excellent re-addition to the squad. He's got the quality. We all knew he had the quality. There was obviously an issue behind the scenes getting him back in the team. It obviously shows what Clement thinks of him because he was reintroduced straight away. His first game back, he was brought on at half-time. Okay, he was sent off in that game, but he started a lot since. And like I say, Nico Raskin, probably one of his best games I've seen for Rangers. I think, as you were saying, the team selection for tonight was correct. The tactics for tonight was correct. Kilmarnock were very, very poor. And that's saying something for a Derek McInnes side. They were very, very poor. We were good, but they were very, very poor. And I just, like you said, 6-0 against Kilmarnock tonight. Let's rejoice. Let's enjoy tonight, enjoy tomorrow. But let's see what happens when we play Ross County at the weekend. And as Hugh says, we play Celtic in that game. Let's see how we stand up then.
Joe, can I ask you?
Yeah.
The Spurs game, does that matter to you?
I haven't really thought about it, to be honest. Not really. I mean, I would like to get one over Postecoglou, who I actually really, really like, by the way. I really like him. And it would be nice to get one over on him at Ibrox. But I think the bigger picture at Rangers, the problems that we've got, I think I would rather see some changes there and maybe get a further run in Europe, but try and go for the second spot, which is more important, because I think we need to focus on Aberdeen and we need to focus on getting them in our rear view map before we think about anything else.
Would you approve of Philippe Clement playing a weaker side against Spurs because the Celtic game 3 days later is more important?
No, I wouldn't actually, Hugh. No, I don't. I think we should go out and try our best because the last thing we need is Spurs to come to Ibrox and beat us 6-7-0, which they're more than capable of doing. I mean, Liverpool done it to us. So the last thing we need as Rangers fans is getting absolutely smashed by Tottenham at Ibrox, because any confidence we've took over the last two or three games could be destroyed in one.
Honest answer. Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you to Joe. Remember, get more of your calls in. We're still here for another 40 minutes or so. We'll look to hear from some of the managers involved in tonight's fixtures as well. 0141 951 1025.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out the Clyde One Facebook page now. Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yes, not long to go now of our 5-hour Super Scoreboard tonight, and it's flown in, hasn't it? Because it was full of action. Rangers 6-0 winners over Kilmarnock at Ibrox. Rangers fans, was that your best display of the season so far? A big one at Pittodrie. Celtic beating Aberdeen 1-0. It wasn't pretty. The weather conditions were brutal, but Rio Hatate's winner gets Celtic all 3 points. It means they pull away from Aberdeen at the top of the table. And a big win for Dundee over Motherwell, 4-1 to Tony Docherty's side. 0141 951 1025. Any thoughts on any of those games tonight? Let's speak to John, who's a Celtic fan in Port Glasgow. How are you, John?
How you doing, Andrew? Sure. How you doing? And how you doing, Cammy?
All good, John.
How are you, John?
Windy City. Cammy, you've played up there. I played up there 40 years ago, but I've been up there as a supporter. with my local team, Morton, and obviously with Celtic, and not for many a year. But I think the wind and the rain, and you can agree with me, I think, spoiled a spectacle.
For sure.
And I'll come back to you, sure.
For sure. I'm really looking forward to the game tonight, but it was spoiled by the weather. And that's why all you can do at the end of the day is pay tribute to both sets of players who put up the best game they could, and also to Reo Hatate, who got the only goal of the game, showing what he's capable of. And I think the look on the face of Brendan Rodgers at the end told you that he understood it had been a big night in the championship race, because it kept everyone at bay. It increased Celtic's lead over Aberdeen to 7 points. They also have a game in hand, and they also have a vastly superior goal difference. It maintained the 11-point difference between Celtic and Rangers, effectively 12 points because of Celtic's goal difference. So it was a huge night. The spectacle was spoiled by the conditions, but for Celtic it will remain a night that they'll remember at the end of the season.
Does it do anything for your confidence levels in terms of the league title, John, or were they already sky high?
I've heard the boys in the studios over and on Super Scoreboard over the last couple of weeks. The league's over. We want to put on a good show in Europe, which we are doing because of the new format, and a lot of people don't understand the new format. I know you guys do, but me being an ex-footballer, I do understand. I try to explain to my pals to tell them what the scenario is, 90-24, no, actually, two games, etc., etc. Tell them how the it pans out, who you're going to play, no, whatever position you finish in, etc. But one for Cammy, you've been an ex-goalkeeper, Cammy.
Yep.
And I've seen you playing as well. So you look at the positioning the soccer was in, and Kasper Schmeichel, you've been a goalkeeper.
Yep.
Now, Kasper's, I don't think Kasper's as big as you, but he's a big unit, big lump of a boy. But you're about 6'2", 6'3", I think.
Well, Kasper's bigger than me, trust me, he is, John.
Is Kasper bigger than you?
Yes, he's a big lad. Right.
So if you look at where he's positioned in the centre of the goal. So, as you said, and we've all agreed, the condition spoiled it. The ball comes across, 86th, 87th minute, I think it was. And trust, Austin didn't get his foot through it. I think he might have trapped it. But Cameron was quite close. But see, when Sokler gets a shot away, you expected it. The net terrible. But see, if you look at the positioning, Cammy, of Kasper Schmeichel, it's going at that trajectory. All right, it took the touch off of Cameron Carter-Vickers. But I think it goes straight to Kasper. But it might go through him at the velocity it's going at. But Cameron Carter-Vickers gets some touch on it. I think it's the slightest of touches, Cammy.
Yeah, it is. Listen, it's an absolutely brilliant block. You can see both Trusty and Cameron Carter-Vickers throwing their cell at it and creating hardly any gap for the ball to get through. It nicks off Carter-Vickers and goes over the bar. But listen, as you say, Schmeichel's in a good position. He's a big, big lad. Trust me, he's a big boy. So if that ball doesn't touch Carter-Vickers, potentially it could hit his body. It would be a very good reaction save. But you just seen the determination of the two defenders last minute of the game, throwing their bodies at it to make sure the shot didn't hit the target. And I touched on it before that, listen, Celtic will be delighted because they got a clean sheet tonight. Kasper Schmeichel will be absolutely over the moon with his defence and his own performance, that they made sure they kept that concentration level because they allowed the players at the top end of the pitch to go and win them the game, because they're difficult conditions to play in. And again, that's why the clean sheet is so important for me.
Who did you play for, John?
My fiercest rivals 40 years ago.
Your fiercest rivals?
St Mirren, then, if your local is Morton, or are you talking about Rangers?
Rangers, I played the Rangers.
There we go. Celtic fan who played for Rangers.
Well, it's been known.
It's been done, yeah.
Mo Johnson.
To what level, John?
Youth team, and I played 3 reserve games.
There we go.
I didn't support any of the two of them, Andrew and Cammy. I get brought up with good parents who were mixed. It was a mixed family. So, Morton was my team.
Local team, John. You supported the local team.
I worked at Caballo until I was 16. My dream is always to play for Morton, and I played 3 reserve games for Morton as well.
Under
the late Eddie Morrison. Cammy, you remember him? Sure. Yeah, you remember Eddie?
I remember Eddie well, mainly from his time at Kilmarnock as well. Lovely guy, Eddie.
Yeah, thank you to John. Let's hear a bit from Philippe Clement, shall we? I think he's been speaking on the performance, first of all.
The football that I want to see and what we spoke about the last week and the last months, that it's about timing, the right runs, the right passes to get these connections on the pitch, to gel together with a lot of new players, if you see how many new players were on the pitch today also. So that the players get the reward also what they've been doing in the trainings and in the games. I don't think in the last two league games they were rewarded in that way, because we had also good chances. But today, you finish it off, not all the time because it could have been more, but and like this, you see the potential and the way this team can play and open up teams who want to make a low block and man marking all over the pitch. I think they give a good example how we can be lethal in that way.
Philippe Clement comparing that game to the St Johnstone one, the Dundee United one, but that performance was completely different from those two. It's not as if, you know, Rangers were unlucky not to win by 4, 5, 6 goals in those games, was it? Tonight was a complete transformation.
A complete transformation, an absolute battering of Kilmarnock as well. When you look at the total shots, 28, 11 shots on target. Listen, Philippe Clement saying again there, there's new players on the pitch. There's only new players on the pitch because he's put them on the pitch together. Maybe this might be the first time he selects a team. He selected the team all season. So yes, he's found a formation and a group of players who look as if they have gelled together tonight, look a real threat going forward, and that's what all the Rangers fans wanted to see all season. It was a slight change in formation as well with playing the two players up top. So he needs to take credit for putting the team on the pitch today, but he's put the team on the pitch all season. So you can't just say these are new players. They've been there all season for him to select, and he's found tonight to select them.
Frank is a Rangers fan in Coatbridge. Frank, what did you take away from that game tonight?
Hi, panel. How are you doing? Good to speak to you this evening.
Good to hear from you.
Yes, I was at the game. First half wasn't great. Probably quite like Pittodrie. Conditions weren't the best. However, second half, totally different team. Thought we were really good. Some really good goals. Well worked. I thought Ingemann he'd done pretty decent for us up front. I came away from the game quite chuffed with my team, to be honest, that we'd done really, really well. And then I hear that Hugh Evans is saying that we are dejected coming away from that game, having Celtic 1-0 at Aberdeen.
Demoralised, I said, not dejected.
All right, I stand corrected then, Hugh. I respect you as a journalist, as a pundit, but I think your comment tonight was just pretty silly, to be honest. We've come away from a game winning 6-0. Now, we've had a bad moment this season, not playing particularly well, I'll give you that. But tonight, the second half, we've scored 6 goals. We've come away thinking, you know what, there might be something in this team after all. And then for you to turn round and say what you said after Aberdeen conceding late on to Celtic, as many teams do. Many, many teams do. So for you to say that we were feeling that way, coming away from Ibrox tonight, is, in my opinion, utter nonsense.
Well, the reason why I am on this programme is to offer an opinion. You may care to agree with it or disagree with it, but let me tell you why I don't think it was a silly comment.
But is that an opinion, though? Because you've said that Rangers fans will feel demoralised by it. So you're saying how they will feel Frank's telling you how he feels. We've had plenty of other tweets and calls of people saying that that's not how they feel.
Well, that's fine. There'll be plenty
of but then it's not an opinion, is it? It's you trying to second guess what their opinion will be.
No,
and it turns out that that's not the opinion of many.
My opinion.
But it's about how they feel.
Whether they agree with me or not is my opinion.
But were you not stating a fact that they would be demoralised and they're telling you that they're not demoralised?
I'm telling you that when the Rangers fans tonight were looking for a chink of light and they had it in their hands when Rangers won and Celtic were 0-0 at Pittodrie, the chink of light was then turned off because Celtic scored at Pittodrie, and it meant that it was as you were, as if those two games had never taken place. It was as you were. Celtic had an 11-point lead, effectively a 12-point lead because of the size of the goal difference that Celtic have in their favour. And that's why I use the word demoralised, because you think Rangers were that close to getting a chink of light, and then it was turned off.
But Frank and other Rangers fans are telling you that it wasn't turned off, that they're not demoralised, that they're still happy about what's happening.
If you fill Ibrox and Celtic Park, you'll have 110,000 people there. And among those 110,000 people, there were many shades of opinion. And a lot of Rangers fans will have felt demoralised, I guarantee.
Well, if you're a Rangers fan out there and you felt demoralised, you want to back up Hugh's point, you can let us know. Frank, what do you make of that?
No, I'm not buying that, I'm afraid. I would say at least 95 to 99% of the fans have come away from the ground quite happy tonight and not demoralised. If we get beaten tonight or drop points and it was a draw at Pittodrie, then possibly, because we've not made a gain on Aberdeen or Celtic. But to say that we were demoralised after a 6-0 win at home, and it was a given for probably, again, about 95 to 99% of Rangers fans would have thought that Celtic would have won tonight. So if both of them had dropped points, that was probably the best result we could have asked for. However, we know what Celtic are like. Scoring in the last 10 minutes is what they do. So us being demoralised is far from the truth.
In your opinion?
In my opinion, and about 90%+ of the fans that were Ibrox tonight.
How can you speak for tens of thousands of people?
You were trying to speak for tens of thousands of people by saying they were demoralised.
Among those tens of thousands of people, people who would have felt
demoralised
by their late goal.
I think that Rangers there's been so many poor moments this season, so much negativity around Rangers this season, that the fans would have came definitely away happy from the stadium. Could it have been sweeter? Yes, it could have been. But again, I still think they'll be try to concentrate on their own team at this moment in time. 6-0 victory at home is a good result. Yes, it probably would have been better if Celtic didn't score, but I still think the majority of them will be fairly happy.
Well, thank you to Frank. You can still get your calls in on 01419511025. We'll all hear a bit more from Philippe Clement and Brendan Rodgers next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out the Clyde One Facebook page now. Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's 5-hour Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We've had plenty of action to keep us going as well. Celtic with a vital 1-0 win away at Pittodrie against Aberdeen, extending their lead at the top of the table. Rangers with a big 6-0 win over Kilmarnock. Was it their best performance of the season? And Motherwell losing 4-1 to Dundee at Dens Park. Any final thoughts ahead of 11 o'clock? 01419511025. We can start hearing from some of the managers as well. Brendan Rodgers, first of all, talking about the conditions they faced at Pittodrie.
It was awful for the players to play in. But yeah, I think you see, by sticking to our principles and how we play, that's where the winning goal came from. I thought first half, we had comfort in the game. We took the ball through into the final third, but I think a couple of times we meant to make that final pass that, and then the ball runs away and the man takes it away, and so we didn't quite make those passes at the end of our build-up play, and in our counter-pressing we needed to close the space a wee bit quicker because they had a couple of moments on the break. But the second half we were much better, dominated the game, controlled the game, anything that did get played forward we were there, and it was just a case of sticking to how we play and what we know, and then obviously that's where the goal comes from. So fantastic team move, great pass by Greg Taylor, and a wonderful finish, and yeah, deserved to win the game.
He was also asked about opening up the gap against Aberdeen.
Yeah, it's still so early, 14 games, so there's only just over a third of the season gone, but I think I said the other day that, you know, if we can get to, we get to 7 points clear with a game in hand, then we're in a really, really good place. But still such a long way to go.
Yeah, that game in hand as well.
Yeah.
7 points no clear manager. is a big lead that Celtic have. I know he's not going to admit that they are running away with it at the moment, no. But they've put themselves in a very good position. They were already in one, but in an even better one tonight.
No manager is going to claim the league title after 14 games. He's not going to dismiss Aberdeen. He's going to try to be respectful. He's not going to mention Rangers in connection with the title race, because being respectful, he's talking about the team who are in second place, and he's got the 11-point lead over Rangers. So I think he summed it up nicely by saying Celtic stuck to their principles. They scored a nice goal, and incidentally, Greg Taylor, always the whipping boy, he provided the pass that played in Hatate to score. So I think he knows it's been a very, very good night for Celtic, and he's just trying to keep a lid on things.
Let's speak to Lynn, who's a Rangers fan in Paisley. Lynn, what did you take away from tonight?
Well, first of all, it's lovely to be on, and I had the pleasure of being able to listen to your programme throughout watching the game at Ibrox, and on a couple of occasions, a few things that were said I just found quite surprising. First of all, the comment of what Hugh mentioned about, and he said, did not say some of the Rangers fans, he said the Rangers fans would come out demoralised, and then he said it was his opinion. His opinion is wrong, and it's also wrong for the, because before that comment he also said by the time Rangers left the ground, the Rangers fans left the ground, that they would have been thinking that Celtic were still 0-0. Well, I was one of the fans, Hugh, that stayed to the end, and like your sarcastic comment at the start that Rangers fans were leaving early, I stayed to the end, and we heard on the programme that Celtic have scored, but it didn't take anything away from the enjoyment of the game. Let's focus on the positive. Let's not be constantly, you know, negative or bringing things down. Raskin was immense. Dessers came on and realised he's got competition for his place, so did very well. We had quite beautiful performances from Hadji, a couple of assists, which were great. So can we start being positive, and let's just say, yes, things have not turned out the way they should for Rangers this season. We know that. We've had a great success in Europe on very many occasions, and we had a great result tonight, and we would enjoy it. And the other comment about the AGM, yes, we own shares and we can go to the AGM. The game has got nothing to do with the AGM. They're two separate things. We had a great performance tonight, and let's celebrate it.
Well, if you'd lost the game, Lynn, do you think it would have any impact on the AGM?
That's insignificant. Well, I'm on putting on tonight, Hugh, and it's turning things round. I want to be positive about a good performance and not constantly be going, but if this happened.
It's your prerogative as a Rangers supporter to be positive and highlight the positive things that happened. I'm only sitting here with an overview of your game, the Celtic game at Pittodrie, Dundee Motherwell. That's why I'm sitting here for 5 hours.
Yes, and you've also said in the past there's situations we don't get into in football because they're not to do with what's on in the pitch, and we know what we're talking about here. The AGM is business matters. We're talking about the game tonight. We won 6-0. We had some great performances. We've got a lot to be positive about. And I've never phoned in before to you, but I was just so... you could say it was trolling of you by making that comment, but I've bitten it, and I just have to say, let's be positive. It was a great victory. Celtic and Aberdeen can do what they do. We've just got to look at ourselves and getting things right in the pitch. And tonight was enjoyable, and that's what we should be talking about.
I don't even know what trolling me means. So I'll go back to the AGM, and you know, Rangers are in a position where the shareholders tomorrow will underline their concern about where the club is going, about the need for fresh investment, which is vital for Rangers. I'm sure you'd agree with me there, Lynn, about the reason why the man wanted to be chairman has apparently rejected the idea, and very many other things. And many supporters will have words to say about Philippe Clement as well, and he'll be there. My only point about the AGM, when the Rangers game started, it was important that Rangers did not drop points and worsen the situation with regard to Celtic, because it would have further irritated shareholders going to the AGM tomorrow. I don't think there's any way you can dispute that, really.
Well, that wasn't really the purpose of my call. Again, we slightly deviated from my point there. My point was that when I'm walking out, you're saying that I am, as a Rangers fan, demoralised when I heard the result at Pittodrie. And I'm phoning up to say, I'm sorry, Hugh. No, we weren't. And you said to the other caller, you could count the thousands. How could you count the thousands and talk for them? I'm here talking about somebody who's at the game, and I'm not demoralised. And, you know, what will happen tomorrow at the AGM will happen. However, I want to be praising up the fact that tonight we saw Raskin on his game. We saw perhaps the emergence of Hadji again. We've got a lot to be positive about, and we should be building on that and not constantly bringing the team down.
Well, thank you to Lynn. We can hear from Philippe Clement talking about scoring six goals tonight.
What we spoke about, we want to entertain our fans, but it's not only the goals, it's also the clean sheet. That's also an important one for me from today, because it was not only with the ball and creating the chances and scoring the goals, but also not giving anything and not giving belief to the opponent. That's also a crucial part that needs to stay in the team. But I'm for sure happy for the players today that they get a reward for all the hard work they've been doing last couple of months in a good team spirit, and that people from outside can start to see now the potential that can be in this team, the more they play together, but also how hard they have been working to get these connections also together and to get six really nice goals.
Philippe Clement has mentioned quite a few times about the potential of his Rangers side and what he sees in them. Supporters maybe hadn't seen that. They've seen signs of that tonight, but to see and realise that potential, they're going to have to go out on Sunday and show a big performance, and then two massive games next week. It's not going to be easy.
What they're wanting is week in, week out. They want performances like that, again, goals. So it's going to be a difficult one on Sunday away to Ross County, but it's another one they should go into with full confidence and get 3 points and move on from there.
Very quickly, Hugh, how do you sum up the night of action?
Celtic showed tenacity. Rangers showed everything that they have not shown for weeks and got an outstanding result, and Motherwell are in trouble.
Yes, what a huge night in the Scottish Premiership, and we will be back tomorrow night to bring you further reaction. Gordon Duncan, Gordon DL and Mark Wilson will be in the studio, but thank you very much for listening in. Thank you for your calls and thank you for your tweets. Thank you to Cammy Bell and Hugh Keevans in the studio as well. As I mentioned, we'll be back tomorrow, normal time, 6 to 8.